Sugatsia for my friends at Casper. Years of research, hundreds of tests, thousands of iterations. The result? The latest and dreamiest in sleep innovation, including the new mattresses from Casper. Casper has done it again with all new mattresses. Waking up with back pain? Introducing Zone Support, Casper's unique ergonomic system designed to keep your spine aligned when you sleep. There's something brand new called Airscape, engineered foam layers with perforations that help regulate your sleep temperature. From bedding, bed frames, and even a dog bed, Casper has everything to build the dream bedroom for every kind of sleeper. I've been sleeping on a Casper mattress for years. I swear by it. Most comfortable mattress I've ever slept on. Anytime they have new innovations, I am in on that. And as always, free shipping and free returns. And now Casper is offering free contactless delivery. And as always, free returns. Go to Casper.com. Use code Lebatard for $100 off your mattress order. That's code Lebatard for $100 off your mattress order. Terms and conditions apply. See Casper.com/terms. ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive's Home Insurance. Get your quote at Progressive.com today. All guests on the Dan Le Batard Show appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Here's your SportsCenter update. USC has revoked season ticket and Trojan Athletic Fund membership privileges from former LAPD union attorney Marla Brown, who posted a series of tweets calling for protesters of the George Floyd murder to be shot. The father of Las Vegas Raiders receiver. That's going to take some getting used to right there. Las Vegas Raiders receiver Henry Ruggs III, the team's top draft pick, said that the rookie suffered a cut to his thigh recently while moving things into a trailer. And finally, Carol Baskin, whose longstanding feud with Joe Exotic was chronicled in the hit Netflix docuseries Tiger King, has been awarded the zoo once owned by her nemesis. A judge ruled in favor of Baskin's Big Cat Rescue Corporation Monday in a lawsuit against the Greater Wynwood Development Group, LLC. The latter company once was owned by Exotic. If you're like me, you love a good stat, but there's one stat you probably don't know, your vehicle's battery charge. That's why Advance Auto Parts has free vehicle battery testing and installation with no appointment necessary. Advance Your Auto at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations. See stores for details. For all the latest headlines and information, tune in to SportsCenter on ESPN Radio all throughout the day.
Guillermo, put it on the poll, please, at Le Batard Show. Is you were too busy fiddling around with your prosthetic nose a great way to start a sentence? Because that makes me laugh every time hearing that Greg Cody was wearing a prosthetic nose while I was mad at him, because it basically is a symbol for our entire relationship. Now, for those of you who have been listening to the show for a long time, you know that Roy does not say much. He is our sound and engineer guy, and we include him in conversations when he wants to be included, but he's not someone who is very likely to jump in and just start talking.
It's odd considering he has the most expensive microphone setup. I mean,
it is odd. He's got a mic screen, and the 12 words he's spoken over the last 3 months have been audibly some of the best that ESPN Radio has produced. Not the content, just how crisp it sounded. And so anyways, I get a text after our show yesterday. Now, yesterday's show obviously was a complicated one. Yesterday's show, as America burns what comes after a very unpleasant weekend. And after the show, after we were done talking to an assortment of our friends, like we will all week today, like we will today when Pablo Torre joins us in, you know, a half hour to talk about the story that he had about James Dolan being very tepid in telling his employees, some of whom are angry that the Knicks haven't made a statement, why it is that everyone should keep quiet right now. Roy texted me, and my heart sank when I got this. I probably should have said something today, right? So you get that text, Stugatz, after that show, after what's happening in America, after what you know about Roy and Roy, what Roy means to us, Roy became someone who was on this show basically because he would just come to our stuff wherever we were doing radio, wanted to be around it. And that's the reason Roy is in our life, because there was nobody around our show more than Roy was. So you get that text on that particular Monday, Stugatz, and you are thinking what to yourself when Roy says, I probably should have said something today, right?
I'm thinking, yeah, you probably should have. I wish we had known you wanted to. I just texted Roy that I love him, and if he wants to say something, I think today would be a pretty good day to say something.
Well, here's what he wrote back, though, when I said a similar sentiment to that, because my heart did sink on that. I did a lot of speaking for Roy yesterday. We had a lot of our friends speaking for Roy yesterday, but it wasn't Roy speaking. And so Roy wrote back, I feel like we have many people much more articulate and eloquent than me who can speak on the issue. I do feel, as the only black person on the show, a responsibility to actually give a take, but I know my limitations. I know that once the mic gets turned on, it's going to be some important words, and I know if something goes wrong, we will get in trouble. I also know I'm on the verge of crying right now, and that I may do so on air. So, Roy, I would say you could take the sting out of the words or the weight of the words. You could just tell us how you feel so that people can hear your voice on this, because I'm sitting here pounding the table telling people to listen, and we didn't really have an opportunity to listen to you yesterday.
Well, I've been thinking about how I wanted to phrase these words, and I figured I would probably do so as a dad. Claire is 2.5 years old, and when I see her, I see limitless potential. I see vast intelligence. I see courage and bravery and independence. But I also see that she is a black person. And I've been thinking about how early I'm going to end up giving her the talk about how to handle herself when she's around policemen. And it's probably going to be rather early. It's probably going to be before she's a teenager, because what I'm seeing out there is I'm seeing my beautiful brothers and sisters being murdered with impunity. That's what I'm seeing. And my wife and I want to have more kids, but I am I'm scared to death right now in having more children, because I don't know what's going to happen.
You don't know if you can protect them. I think that's happening to a lot of parents right now. I think that's happening to a lot of people who want babies right now and don't know if they want to bring them into this particular world. I think a lot. You just heard Udonis Haslam. You just heard him. What did he say? He says, I'm not afraid of any man. You could bring anything my way, but I worry. Can I protect them? Can I protect them? Like that, who doesn't understand that? So guys, if you want to reach across the aisle and sort of shake some white people into, hey, you got to come help here. You got to come help here. That's a pretty good way to do it. Go through the parents. Now, forgive me. Did I interrupt you here, Roy, or did you want to keep going? I don't mean to speak for you, as we did all of yesterday for 3 hours.
Well, I feel the same way as you, Donis. Like, how am I going to be able to protect my child even if I'm with her outside of his house? How? If I get pulled over, and I've had many run-ins with cops, if I get pulled over, anything can happen. Anything can happen to me.
You, though, because you don't talk. You would never say anything. You would never start anything because, no, unless you'd say 7 incredibly crisp words from behind a mic screen, but you don't say anything. You would just go to the cop. It is what it is, and that would be the end of it.
No, I would say yes, sir, no, sir. And that's a part of the talk that many black parents have with their children. And it is what it is.
Punctuated that perfectly.
So Mike Ryan was enjoying. Thank you, Roy. This is just a general discomfort that white people have right now around black people. I would normally never thank Roy for his words. I would just keep it moving. But this is happening all over America right now. You should have seen how nice everybody was to Dominique and Bomani Jones as we did Highly Questionable yesterday. Like, it was this fawning deference, like.
That it took they this found, to get to that?
No, they found it wildly amusing that, like, everybody was just scared to say anything to them other than, I'm really sorry, my country's so bleeped up. Honest to God, they both mentioned it. They both mentioned it while doing the show. It's like, will you guys please stop? You work with us every day. Why are all the white people walking around on eggshells around us?
I'm glad I didn't send any text to Dominique. I mean, he would have gotten mad at me.
We could talk to Dominique about that. We should talk to him about it later in the show. Pablo Torre is going to join us at 11:30.
Though we're apart these days, we're sharing more. So at GEICO, we'd like to say thanks. Thanks for sharing your savage dance moves. Thanks for sharing your DIY haircut fails. Thanks for sharing your inner lip sync star. Now it's our turn to share with the GEICO Give Back. A 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies for current and new customers. Because we're committed for the long haul, the 15% credit lasts your full policy term. Visit geico.com/giveback for more info and eligibility.
Foot odor throwing you off your game? Stick to a winning game plan with Odor Eaters, featuring 3 advanced odor and wetness fighters. The lineup provides long-lasting odor control plus more to keep your feet on their game.
Odor Eaters powder provides outstanding moisture control. Clear drying spray is the MVP in preventing athlete's foot, while insoles work continuously to manage wetness while adding a layer of comfort. Pick up today at Walmart, Target, CVS, Dollar General, or other fine retailers.
Odor Eaters. Destroy foot odor with the best in odor defense.
Pablo Torre, going to join us in about 15 minutes. Dan, it is time for Straight Talk. It is brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless.
Stugatz, do you have any theories on where it is Greg Cody is right now? Because I'm looking into our Zoom cameras, and everyone is where they're supposed to be except the Codys, both of them. I don't know where Greg Cody is. Does anyone have any clue where it is that Greg Cody is or what he's doing? Okay, Chris, thank you for all your good work. Yes, Billy, please get in here. I don't know what the hell the Codys are doing. No earthly idea what the Codys are doing. They both now reemerged. Feel free to tell me what the hell was going on there, Billy. In your mind, what was happening?
They appear to be together today, so it's possible that they were in cahoots, whatever it is that they were doing. But they were definitely both missing, and then when you were asking, they were kind of just meandering around the camera, but not back at their seats.
I saw some clues. I saw Chris wiping his hands together, like wiping some stuff off of his hands, which to me suggests he was eating something, perhaps toast.
Okay, but where is Greg now? Like, what is Greg Cody doing now? He sat in the seat, and now what is he doing? Can someone explain to me, Chris, what were you doing? Can Greg Cody even hear us? He didn't have his headset in. For the love of God, Greg, we're doing a radio show here. I need your help. Where have you been? What are you doing, Greg Cody?
I thought we were still on a break.
All right. Excellent work. Thank you for all your efforts here. We just need 3 hours of your attention, barely, and we cannot get it. Yes, Chris, defend yourself however it is you'd like.
If I can be completely honest, Greg has saw on social media how people are doing the blackout thing today, and he wanted to partake in it, but he didn't know how to get a black screen on his phone. So I had to show him how to take a picture of just all black to get so he could post and show his support, if I'm being honest.
You guys to do your social activism after the show? Is that possible? So that we can do our jobs around here? I appreciate you guys getting down with the cause right now with the black square, but can you guys do that in a way that doesn't interrupt what we're doing around here daily? And speaking of interrupting what we do around here daily, Roy, I interrupted you. You were not finished, so please continue. You were just talking from the perspective of a parent. What else did you have on this subject? Because I do have my remorse that we did not hear from you yesterday.
Yeah, there needs to be some sort of policy change when it comes to police interacting with everybody, let alone just black people, because when you see these murders happening and there's no punishment, what are you going to get? You're going to get exactly what happened this week. You're going to get protests. And you're going to get people who are going to end up going inside of these protests, undermining these protests by looting. And it just, it's like a vicious cycle. It's just murder, protest, and then we forget all about it. And then we go back to murdering black people, and then we protest again. It's basically the definition of insanity. And nobody has in the history of this country really enacted any change outside of the Equal Rights Amendment. Nobody has really enacted any change. And it's frustrating to me that we go through daily life like this. It's a scary, scary time right now in America. And really, and I said this in a local hour, it's like the cops have replaced hoses and dogs with tear gas and rubber bullets. It's just maddening that we're going through this right now.
Stu got something that you've, I'm sure people have noticed, that it is equal opportunity beat up on people. The place where we have found equality is on this brutality now during the protests, where the cops are shooting anybody. Like, it doesn't matter whether you're black or white. Like, it's not racial profiling, and it certainly has gotten the white people's attention. The fact that rubber bullets are hitting the media in the face, you're hitting women in the face, you're marching through a residential neighborhood in what looks like an army march, a soldier's march, and then you're actually saying to some people on the front porch who are videotaping you, you're saying, light them up, and then the next thing you hear is rubber bullets flying around, and that ain't black people. That's just anybody they're doing it to. They were pushing every protesters out of the way for that photo op the president wanted last night or yesterday, so that it could look to everybody, you know, because everything has become politics now. It could look, well, he's not hiding. Here he is going to church. He's not afraid of the riots. And all we care about is the optics and the politics and what ends up happening. It starts to feel a hell of a lot like Cuban propaganda, all of it. It starts to feel like the stories that our parents and grandparents around here, because this show's perspective is largely informed by the city where it's worked for 20 years. This looks familiar, Stu Gotts, but it right. looks familiar to us only through the storytelling, because we didn't have to endure any of this. I don't know how Billy got to be so afraid. Like, it was his parents and his grandparents that took on this burden, just like it was my parents and my grandparents. But Billy, I know, I have to think, and I haven't talked to you about this at all, that your parents and your extended family members are going crazy because they can see in the streets something that doesn't feel like freedom. They can see in the streets something that feels like revolution and overthrow, and it terrifies them because this is the government that was supposed to protect us. Like, this is what the government, my family and our families fled to be a part of. This is why Cubans usually are Republican. They believe in the idea that this government gives freedom. I'm curious, Billy, your parents, your elders, like, does it look familiar to them?
I mean, to be honest with you, I can't speak for them. Like, I didn't have to go through any of this. And as Cubans, even though we're a minority in Miami, we're not a minority. So coming to Miami, they haven't had to deal with this since the 60s. None of us have. So I've never had to live in an America where I feel like this. They haven't either, because while in other parts of the country, they're the minority, here, Cubans are the majority, and they don't really suffer, I would say, discrimination in Miami. So, like, I haven't experienced discrimination as a minority, as a Hispanic living in Miami, because I'm surrounded by people like me. So this isn't something that I can really speak on or relate to in any way, because even as a minority, I've lived in the majority my whole life.
Stu Gotts, let me explain to you what it is that was hand-me-downed in my family so that you understand where it is that I've come from and how emotionally awful the last few days have been, from an intensely personal place. All right. So my mother is put on an airplane when she's 15 years old by her family, who was afraid of what is happening in our streets right now. Days later, they went into the home and were there to take my mother. They did not. My mother was put on a plane like my father. They were put on a plane so that they could get to freedom, and they didn't know when that happened. if they were ever going to see their families again. Miami is built on this. This story I'm telling, it's got a lot of Miami in it, because these people, the 90 miles between Cuba and our shores is literally filled with bodies that literally threw themselves to the wind to get out of the desperation and get here on wooden boats made of tires and desperation, and died in the ocean, so eager to get over here. My mother, from everything that happened there, being chased through the streets with chains by police for her religious beliefs, my mother has trouble breathing and is in health that is an old person's health, and her esophagus like closes on her in a way that makes it difficult to breathe and eat because of this, okay? Because of the post-traumatic stress disorder in this. And now she's got shingles because of the stress of this, of what it reminds her of when she was a teenager. And I've been trying to protect my parents here for the better part of 3 months because I'm afraid of losing them. And what is happening in our country doesn't feel like our country. I'm sorry. Can you guys make
You're
this?
You're sorry? He's going to have to go to straight talk.
Can you guys make this
know
less
how to transition to straight
just
talk.
Make it less awkward. Yeah. Just make it less awkward.
All right, that was Straight Talk. It was brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. It's awkward. It doesn't matter. No contracts, no compromise.
GEICO knows there are many reasons why you ride. From the camaraderie of the other bikers, a band of brothers, always there for you, rain or shine, to the amazing savings you get with GEICO on your motorcycle insurance and accessories coverage all year round. But for Bucky Hornhill, it was one reason in particular.
It was my helmet hair. I was born with helmet hair. I've tried to cut it a bunch of times, even buzzing it, but it immediately just goes back to helmet hair.
GEICO Motorcycle. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Pablo Torre going to join us in just a second here on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Here's your SportsCenter update. USC has revoked season ticket and Trojan Athletic Fund membership privileges from former LAPD union attorney Marla Brown, who posted a series of tweets calling for protesters of the George Floyd murder to be shot. The father of Las Vegas Raiders receiver Henry Ruggs III, the team's top draft pick, said that the rookie suffered a cut to his thigh recently while moving things into a trailer. And finally, a pulviophile is a lover of rain, someone who finds peace of mind and joy during rainy days. DraftKings is a leader in one-day fantasy sports. Download the DraftKings app and use code DAN to get a free shot at the $1 million top prize with your first deposit. Minimum $5 deposit required. Deposit bonus requires a 25 times playthrough. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. For all the latest headlines and information, tune in to SportsCenter on ESPN Radio all throughout the day.
We'll put it on the poll. Do you like rainy days? So we will get to Pablo Torre in a moment here. He is the one who reported that behind the scenes, James Dolan, Knicks employees were very frustrated. It's like out of a cartoon at this point with Dolan in terms of doing the wrong things. Some Knicks employees were frustrated, and James Dolan hadn't been public about it, and Pablo published that memo that he wrote. We'll get to him in a second. But before we do that, I'm going to need you guys to explain to Pablo what it is that just happened, because I'm really embarrassed. I'm really embarrassed by what happened in the last segment, and I walked away from the microphone apologizing and saying that I was embarrassed. And Mike Ryan, ever the helpful producer, says to me, today's not about Cubans, Dan. And so it wasn't the warmth that I needed in a moment of, you know, that I was a little bit broken and embarrassed. What, Billy? Like, what you, I know it's not about Cubans today, but I'm
trying to very delicately say that when you just kind of lobbed it on my lap, but.
You didn't very delicately say that. What you did is say that with 100 words instead of 10. Like, that's what you did while saying nothing, I might add.
Yeah. But also, you could have been in my spot and Dan just positioned me as pretty callous. I thought I could tell you that in confidence, Dan.
So anyways.
In Billy's defense, perhaps it was a lot of words with nothing said because he wasn't expecting it, because today is not about Cubans, Dan. You know
what I mean? Or he's just always afraid of the microphone and and afraid about topics like this and afraid in general.
Just
learning my
about
struggle pales in comparison to all of yours, but I was just figuring out how to get the straight talk. I mean,
that is absolutely going to be something.
Everyone has a cross of bear studio.
But that was absolutely the funniest part. Part of that segment was just the awkward transition to you as I wander away from the microphone, embarrassed and crying, and Mike Ryan says, "Today's not about the Cubans, Dan," and I just hear you fumbling around with the straight talk read.
Yeah. And there was no other way to play that other than to fumble around with it. I mean,
well,
yeah.
I didn't help you.
No, you didn't.
So here is Pablo Torre now. Thank you for joining us, Pablo. Explain to us what it is that happened here, what you could tell us about this whole Knicks thing.
Yeah, first off, are we really put off and shocked by Dan crying? I feel like that's a thing we should all be used to by now. I missed the last segment, by the way. I just feel like Dan leaking emotion is kind of par for the course at this point.
Yes, okay. Right. Very good. Thank you for diminishing and diluting my tears.
Con of mammals, Dan. Beyond that, though, what's happening at Madison Square Garden right now is fascinating. And there's a lot of funny here. I was really grateful to indulge any amount of journalism left in my body last night by following this story and then being rewarded by a story that is both serious and hilarious, because it's rare to get a combination of those things in this current news cycle. But I'll start with the serious first. And the serious part of it is that inside of Madison Square Garden, there are a lot of people who are furious with Jim Dolan that work for Jim Dolan. And that is players. We've seen, and by the way, these players are not my sources, to be clear, but just look at the news, right? Dennis Smith Jr. is in Fayetteville, North Carolina, protesting, marching. Taj Gibson, his hometown of Fort Greene, Brooklyn, he is very involved in the community there. That's the player side of it. The new part to me that's so interesting is that there are dozens of employees right now at MSG who are trying to figure out what we do, because as much as there is funny here, and the funny to me, by the way, and we'll get into this, I'm sure, is like, well, what are the politics of statement? What does a statement really mean? Is Jim Dolan actually like not far off when he says action is more valuable than statements? But nonetheless, if you work for this dude, if you work for the Knicks, and this is his position, you are feeling right now, as many of them feel, that you are working for someone who is cold and heartless and does not have your interests at heart. Specific, of course, to the Black experience, but I imagine there's a lot of empathy there for all sorts of people who are like, what is this company that we work for right now?
And the funny?
Well, the funny is, like, I myself came into this story having just done like an episode of Around the Horn yesterday where I was critiquing all of these statements that were empty, right? We've been seeing all of these statements, whether it's from banks and insurance companies or sports franchises themselves, that fail to even mention terms like police brutality, which is the entire reason, like, you know, America's pipes of democracy have burst. Like, we're not even doing that. Instead, we get the PR handbook, which is hilarious because there are so many empty ways to check boxes. What did Jim Dolan do? He made all of these other corporations, which are already on the relative scale of gutlessness, pretty gutless. There are good statements and there are bad statements, a lot of bad statements. He made all of these bad statements look so brave. Jim Dolan has been a one-man bailout for all of these corporations who hired PR companies to figure out how do we not alienate Black customers without actually saying anything about Black customers. And in comes Jim Dolan on his horse on an internal memo that, Dan, let's be clear about this. If Dolan had not sent this internal memo, not only would I not have obtained a copy of it, he could then actually pivot to respond to the public pressure and say, without ever acknowledging that he didn't want to do it, something that would have appeased his employees, appeased the public, would have moved on. Instead, he checkmated himself, and there is nothing more Jim Dolan than self-inflicted wounds and checkmating yourself.
Pablo, I understand the employees. I understand why they're embarrassed. I understand all of it. But shouldn't our focus, shouldn't our anger be directed away from who and who doesn't make meaningless statements that we don't care about? I'm not looking to James Dolan for leadership in this spot. Like, let's focus our energy, whatever energies we have left, on trying to help, trying to rally, trying to protest, trying to listen, rather than, you know, keeping score as to who's releasing meaningless statements that they themselves probably aren't writing.
So I feel you on that, actually, right? Like, there's a perverse essay contest going on about trying to prove. I mean, look, I hate the term virtue signaling. There is no doubt that there is a large amount of virtue signaling going on. And a lot of these statements remind me, honestly, of that viral video we just saw of, like, or many of the viral videos we've seen of people like taking selfies in front of protests and not actually doing anything. They get in their Mercedes and drive away right after. It feels a lot like that. But what's different and interesting, Stugatz, about the Knicks situation in specific is, number one, the Knicks and sports franchises in general are not just any company. I think there's a strong argument to be made that these are civic institutions that benefit from civic relief in the form of tax breaks. They benefit from a civic pass when it comes to what do we expect? How do we valorize these people? But then I think it's important to return the focus on the fact that this is a signal, right? In some ways, this is a career achievement embarrassment for Jim Dolan, a lifetime achievement humiliation, that he has employees who are furious at him over this thing because there is a tipping point sort of moment going on in America right now, specifically New York being a locus of that unrest. And what the Knicks are doing here is saying that we won't even signal to our own employees and fans and customers who wear our clothes and praise us and identify themselves as part of us. We won't even do them the basic, stupid, meaningless courtesy of acknowledging their pain. Now, the acknowledgement is not enough. That's my whole point about the essay contest. It needs to be more. It needs to be action. But the fact that the Knicks can't even read the room and give that signal, and their employees and players are mad about this, that I think speaks to a culture within the organization that anybody who is in New York and has been vaguely familiar with the Knicks is acutely aware of already.
All right, thumbs up or thumbs down on Pablo Torre returning for another segment? Thumbs up or thumbs down? Okay, the people have spoken. Pablo Torre, more Pablo Torre next.
Journalism!
It's your home speaking, and I need you to do me a couple of favors. First, could you get that blueberry that rolled under the fridge last week? It's throwing my feng shui off. Second thing, bundle your home and car insurance with GEICO. It's easy, and we could save money. Lastly, I know you were thinking of painting the nursery back to off-white, but I'm actually feeling this baby blue. Didn't think it was my color, but I am pulling it off.
GEICO. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
Dan, it's been a while since I said this to you. Strap it on. Time to see who got it done. It's brought to you by Grainger. There were sports yesterday in Bundesliga. RB Leipzig defeated FC Cologne 4-2. Am I saying that right, Mike? Did I get that all right? Leipzig retook third place, past both Borussia Mönchengladbach and Bayer Leverkusen. And they're 2 points behind Borussia Dortmund, for second on the table. Now, Borussia Dortmund's easy now, Mike. That's an easy one for me. Okay?
Learning. Yeah. Learning. You're learning.
Well, when you give me a Mönchengladbach, I mean, I don't even know who that is. What is that?
I'm
monster.
So proud of you.
You sounds right.
Honestly, I just call him Gladbach just because of how difficult it is. Good job out of you.
All right. And good luck to those trying to catch Bayern Munich at the top of the table with 67 points. RB Leipzig, that's the one that's just destroying me.
Really?
Getting
the RB,
it done.
The RB actually stands for Red Bull.
Oh. All right. But what's the other word?
Leipzig.
Oh, so I'm saying it right. All right, they're getting it done. For all the ones who get it done, there's Grainger offering supplies and solutions for every industry, plus 24/7 customer support and product specialist, always ready to answer any questions. Call or visit Grainger.com today.
So I like to make fun of Pablo Torre because of how little reporting he actually had to do to get where he is in the world. He's a bit of a wonderkind, and he is on television at a very young age without the journalism bona fides required usually to arrive where he's arrived. But he, I don't recognize him. Last night he's publishing that story on Twitter. I don't know if it's a story being published, but whatever. It's on Twitter. He's out. He's smoking out James Dolan. And now during the commercial break, Stugatz, he's doing yet more reporting, like during the break. So he's got news for us. Pablo Torre is like a man on the streets, on the beat. What is the news you have for us now that you unearthed during the break, Pablo?
Yeah, you're pretty glad you brought me back now, huh, Dan? You're about to kick me out. Meanwhile, I'm getting DMs from Rich Eisen, by the way. Eisen's asking me to be on his show, and I'm like, no, I'm on with my sadomasochistic friend who makes fun of me on the radio and giving him scoops. Anyway, here's the news. And this is a live story right now, but dozens of disgruntled Madison Square Garden employees are meeting without Jim Dolan right now. And they are discussing angrily this internal memo and Dolan's whole position on the subject. And this is, as it has been described to me, the equivalent of a players-only meeting, except it's the non-player employees meeting. So this is a lot of people who I think have reached a breaking point. And again, if you look out into the world and you ask yourself, does this moment feel different right now? We're getting yet more evidence from the Knicks that, yeah, even those people who know this guy, who've worked for him, they are reaching their breaking point. And it's this statement, which has been so roundly made fun of now, that has been the point of perhaps no return.
Pablo, why is it so hard? Explain it to me. Why is it so hard for these tepid statements that are being sent out by the sports organization, statements that can't really be argued with, right? Okay, we're for equality. We're for inclusion. We're for diversity. Okay, everyone is for those things, and yet here we are with America burning. Why is it so hard? I don't understand why it's so hard for this, for these people to just mention police brutality, come out against police brutality.
No, this was a layup, and they didn't even have to mention police brutality to avoid this specific news cycle. Again, we do so much public relations counsel in sports media. A lot of it boils down to the essay contest of PR statements. A lot of it boils down to how do we minimize backlash. But keep in mind, Dan, the other element of this, and this is where Stugatz can be brought into the fold here, this is going to alienate free agents.
Hold on.
Counterproductive to the team.
Pablo, I want to get to Stugatz's thoughts on this. But Cody, what do you think about what Pablo Torre is saying here?
I'm a little hamstrung because I couldn't hear him.
It's Dan, Stu, and Greg Cody on ESPN Radio.